26,207. Basically, 15%, we've received 104,000.774, and we have spent 99% of our budget. We have delivered 2,295 houses and 1,585 service sites. And you'll find we have transferred 3,100 houses, in terms of title deeds. The title deeds is much more than the houses we built. And as you know, Chairperson, some of them come from last year. The title deeds office, the deeds registry does take quite some time to do transfers. We work with deeds office from different provinces. We work with the deeds office in Gauteng. We work with the deeds office in Cape Town and Bloemfontein. Our delivery is broken down in terms of the houses and the service sites as indicated in the next page on the next slide, Chairperson, in terms of all the district municipalities we have. And that's basically 2006, 2007 in terms of our expenditure vis-a-vis the allocation. The allocation versus our target for 2007, we received 151.06 million in this financial year, and the expenditure as at the third quarter is 125 million, which is already 96%. And as I speak, we've exhausted our budget. Actually, the reason for that is we were promised 100 million additional funding. Hopefully, we do receive that money in next month. And the province, in terms of our delivery plan for 2007-2008, we were supposed to, we are supposed to deliver 2,666 houses and 2,785 service sites, and transferring also 3055 properties to our beneficiaries. The plan delivery schedule is in line. In the next slide, you will see which actually gives you a breakdown in terms of the allocation versus what we will be doing, and in terms of the subsidy instruments of national housing, where we've got block projects, which we're going to finalize in this financial year, and the project link project, we're going to, we've allocated 11 million for that, which we want to get rid of in this financial year, and the people's housing project. There's going to be 654 sites at 26 million. And Northern Cape is very much rural, plus a line with a lot of farmers. And we require farm housing, so we've allocated money, 611,000 for 13 units. The phase development, that is our two pilot projects, that's Obox and Larato Park. They are massive projects. Unfortunately, we cannot allocate very much to them, but due to our small budget, we've made 22 million available to service 2308 sites. Institutional subsidies and consolidation, we've also made funds available there, about 5-6 million. And then the informal settlements upgrade, we've made budget allocation, but you can see there in the Honorable Chairperson that there is no target there. Those are projects where we didn't have enough money. The 5 million was not even sufficient to service some of the sites there. So we have actually relocated that 5 million to another project, which is on the top in terms of phase development. The emergency housing, and then we've got all those, all business. This is the money we utilize for transfers and appointment of additional building inspectors. And we still do have to release on the project managing some of the projects in the Northern Cape. And individual subsidies, we had money to just give to 5 individuals in the financial year. And we've rectified 249 houses in terms of the rectification policy to the value of 6.9 million. So that basically gives us our budget for 150. But the two informal settlements upgrade projects, the one in Larato Park, we entered into an MOU with EFSA. And EFSA is currently doing a scoping exercise on that project at risk. So hopefully we're going to have a meeting with them next week. And if that all goes well, then it's going to actually get the money from the 100 million we will be able to pay and proceed with that project. the drawdown versus exchange, Honorable Chair, as I indicated, we've exhausted our conditional grant funding already in the third quarter. That's the graphical graph that explains the drawdown versus the expenditure on the next slide, and then the target versus the actual delivery. This is where we are, Chairperson, in terms of delivery for all three quarters. And you find the total third quarter target in terms of the service houses under construction is much more than 1,550, and the sites under construction currently are also much more than 1,581. The reason for that is we've actually gone ahead to implement projects for the money that was promised to us. So we will definitely reach our target at the end of the financial year, that is the fourth quarter. The performance measure on the next slide, the graphical presentation to say the houses that we have completed, the numbers that are under construction, and just give you an overall picture. The slide on delivery to a district, sorry Chairperson, it's a bit too small, I should make it a bit bigger. That's what we have achieved. We've broken it down to 5 districts in the Northern Cape. And that's also a graphical presentation of saying of the next page in terms of your service lines, your cost structures, and take quarter and take district. Overall, Chairperson, in terms of the analysis, we have our expenditure was low in the first quarter for various reasons, which I need to explain to you, Chairperson. The procurement processes within municipalities delayed it. We also had contractors and developers that passed on, and their debtor and their estate needed to be wound, and it was a real battle in terms of investigating the legal process, because when we entered into contract with that individual developer, one of them was Taylor, he died, so we couldn't just appoint another developer without following the legal process, and we had quite a few projects that he was undertaking in the regional office. So that's why the expenditure was low in the first quarter. But you'll find that the delivery was high because it's from the previous financial year where houses returned to service. In terms of the houses and the services are still under various stages of construction. What you find, those number of units are at different levels, their roof height and things like that. Some are completed, but because the happy letter is not signed, I couldn't reflect it as houses completed. So that's why you might find that the happy letter, that the houses completed for the third quarter is very low vis-a-vis my expenditure, is because it was a festive season and beneficiaries, you couldn't get hold of them to sign the happy letters and things. So in January, we will basically, after the festive season, we will try and finalize that and have better figures. The registration of title deeds is also low, and I don't know, other provinces are also faced with the challenge of the deeds office in various provinces. Thank you, Chairperson. Oh yes, the monitoring, the last slide. In terms of monitoring, we are utilizing additional funding from the OPSCAP to actually appoint additional building inspectors in the Northern Cape, specifically in Springbok and Upington. We face with the challenge. We don't have professional staff, so we've advertised for quite a few times and nobody wants to apply for a building inspector post Chairperson because the salary level is basically very low. It's actually at the salary level of level 7. And also the new projects have, there's quite a number of projects that have been enrolled with the NHBRC to ensure that quality assurance is of a high priority. And we have also appointed a quality assurance unit within the province that's going to actually do double checks on the quality of the houses. I haven't added here the accreditation process of our district municipality Chairperson, where National Housing is funding the appointment of a few staff. So the district municipalities are also assisting us in terms of ensuring that we provide a quality product to our people. And the last sentence is we've already, I would rather change to say I've already implemented projects to the worth of 100 million. Well, hopefully something good comes out of that. with our mimic, and we may have Mr. Morrow in the Limpopo. Thank you, Honorable Chief. Some of the projects have been aligned in the IDPs. In other words, it is part of the IDPs. But the majority of them have not been part of the IDPs because in the Northern Cape, we find that the IDPs is still a huge challenge, especially when it comes to Chapter 5 of the IDP, the sector departments prioritizing it. But we have put in place mechanisms on the chair to ensure that the 207, 208, we haven't approved funding if it was not part of the IDP. So in 206, 207, we have a challenge. And to some extent, in the smaller municipalities in the Northern Cape, we still faced with that challenge. And National Housing has actually developed a strategy where, together with the provinces, to say, listen, we need to go out there vigorously to start working with municipalities to ensure that the projects, housing projects specifically, are aligned with the IDP. And the other thing is, these projects, most of them, Shepherdson, were block projects at that time. They were current old projects. It was basically a continuation and finishing of those projects. Likewise, in 2007, Shepherdson, most of these projects, if you can see, they were block projects. And the NEC's priority was to say, let's finish block projects this year, in 2007-2008, so that we don't have any block projects. Unfortunately, we were faced with one block project that's going to actually still launch the 2008 and 7 financial year, that's because of the limited funding we received in the province, and because we found some unforeseen circumstances with rocks on the soil condition wasn't very good at Longland. So we engaged NHBRC and they investigated it. They have reported back to us to say that we shouldn't be using the normal foundation, we should actually go for our foundation. Now the challenge is a RAF foundation is in the region of 13,000 to 14,000 rand for the RAF foundation. And the policy says doesn't even make provision for that kind of money, even if you take the geotechnical allowance. So that's the challenge. But anyway, the NEC said we should actually complete the project and it will be done next financial year. The drawdown, this is the expenditure, yes, Chairperson, you'll find there has been fluctuations. I should have actually brought you the list of the projects. Some of the projects were really small. And those projects where you find that the expenditure was low at that time, those projects were kind of completed. It wasn't really a planning process. It was a process which actually goes back to your procurement issues with some of the municipalities. It goes back to where some projects came to a standstill for reasons where the contractor was not happy with certain issues and he wasn't receiving the same incentives from the municipalities and things like that. But otherwise, we were in par with our expenditure. We did catch up eventually. We had to put in the risks we had identified. We had to put in with interventions to address those risks immediately, and hence we were able to meet our targets. The issue on procurement at municipalities, Chairperson, because municipalities have opted in the Northern Cape to be developers. Now, if they opted to be developers, in order for them to submit their business plans and things, they need to draft the specification. They put it out on tender, and they procure the service provider to undertake the construction of those houses and the services. So, hence, the procurement process is actually delayed. It goes back to planning, but we've learned from the lessons to say that, listen, you plan this year. The specifications and everything is drafted this year. Towards the fourth quarter, you go out on tender, so come the first quarter of the year, you are able to spend your money, you've got contractors on site. And we are faced with some challenges at some municipalities, Honorable Chair, Sarai and Namakoi and things like that, where the municipal manager was no longer there, he actually suspended and things like that. So actually management within the municipalities. And if we had to take over those projects and actually implement it, it would have meant the same thing for us. Because when you go out on tender, it takes 3 months, a month to put it out on tender, and by the time it's evaluated, I wouldn't say 2 months to actually appoint a service provider. And that's about it in terms of procurement. But the process is basically delayed in municipalities for some reason or the other. And in terms of the risk, if we receive the 100 million now, it could be that some projects which we have in the implementation plan that might not perform at a rapid rate within 2 months to fast track it. But what we have done is we've taken the risk to implement those projects already now so that we could actually spend that money. And we did receive the MNEC resolution on which is actually in writing on the NEC's, on the ministers and NEC's and the ministers' decision in terms of the allocation of the 100 million to us. And over and above, there was a public announcement by the minister. So that was basically what we've got. But we've got correspondence which the NEC has written to the minister and which we as a department have written to the department as to national housing. So there's sufficient evidence in writing that this promise was made to us.
The only problem I have is what you say in respect of municipalities. Saying municipalities offset the city block. And I think there should be no option. Well, it's clear municipalities firstly must be assisted to build capacity and secondly accept not to waste us. And so what I see is you shifting the blame from your back. And then I think it's a good problem. Clearly, you should not aim at the risk in itself. Because giving this money and the procurement issue, people have no capacity and so on, I think it's a big problem. So that there should be no option about it. In reality, shouldn't be given option for it. It should be about the index program. And in your problem, in terms of the targeted inequality was solving but was expansion. Now that looks like you are really doing this with other inequality because this is a typical one. And this is why I was raising the issue of the ICT. You want to participate together with the other central department in the committee, the commission of ICT. But surely you shouldn't be, in my view, giving money to municipalities to deliver houses. You should be responsible for delivering of houses until they have the required skills and the housing units. But then the other thing that I think we need to raise is, I'm not sure why you say you have lost your money. You were in the Northern Cape last year. I forget the gentleman who spoke to you. He was boasting that you had money at the time of the interview. And so he had made some commitments. We compelled him to make some commitments in respect of the, do you know the Papa Chief? Yeah, there is a Papa Chief in China. Now, that Papa Chief has infrastructure that was put in place and funded by the CDA state in respect of water and sanitation. And then the only problem is that the majority of houses corrugated under the third informal. So he was saying none of the money have been used. We can do houses, we can do houses anyway. And so we compelled him to proceed with the municipal manager and agreed that they will be building houses. Now I'm appalled to hear that he has lost their money before he came to help him to order the property. So clearly there's a bigger problem if you can, I'm not sure, I forget his name, so I'm not able to say, no, it's not your MEC, it's one chair from, one of the officials from the Department of Housing, in the Northern Cape. He was very active about our office when we were in the office. And so there's that problem. I'm just saying that matter which still remains unresolved in respect of the state. We will find a way of following the act through the municipal manager of college like this so that we find out who the gentleman was in this state that is money in property. So you are feeding poverty. I'm sure you brought your last year, even though you are from death and death row.
I did just like to know the person's name because you cannot just put the project onto the list. Because normally the conditional grants that you present to national to say these are the projects we want to approve before the funding is allocated. So before the financial year, we actually make our allocation. So if this promise was made by the official from my department, unfortunately, I'm not aware of it. If you can give me the name, I will actually take it up because I know the buffer strip area in the Northern Cape. There are a number of service sites. Yes, they are. And we really need to prioritize that in the ensuing financial years to complete those projects. But unfortunately, that buffer strip project was not in our conditional grant business plan and the process. But it's coming into our provincial housing development plan, which we have revised in this financial year, Chair.
Some of your chefs make these promises to the chair in this meeting. Fine. Yes, then, here now, and I'm going to direct you where you're studying matters from campaign. You're setting on allocation, transfers, and extra expense of 0.708 yesterday. Many pages, I'm not sure why the smartphone is not numbering. maybe has to do with this. I've been told that even senses have some black arts. So I can't blame you. We all in fine with respect of this black arts these days. Not only the world where they accept, don't have access to. So let's start on that page, Madam Allocation. I'm sure the next question is what you're going to say is why cheating?
And I also take this opportunity to say that you need to help and say you hope this will also be a future like all the other years.
No, let me just say this. If you have noticed, I did not say that you are part of this deliberately. Because I'm saying for all of you are saying this. Then for what that is our presence. You must have got a present from the festive thing. Because I have not bought presents, I've decided deliberately not to pay. And so those that are engaging, please provide us with our presents from the local case first and everybody. What is that?
Thank you, Chair. I think the present is in the performance of our team. Chair, for the first quarter, the allocated funding in terms of the projection at the table as per our business plan was 350 million rand. What was transferred by National was 350 million rand, of which we spent 386 million rand, 17% over expenditure in the first quarter. In the second quarter, the projection was 633, which we received, and the actual expenditure dipped in the second quarter to 456, resulting in under expenditure in the second quarter of 28%. However, in the third quarter, the allocation for the third quarter was 604, which we received, of which we spent 781 million rand, which is a 29% over expenditure. Overall, Chair, for the first, second, and third quarter, we received 1.567 billion rand, of which we spent 1.623 billion rand, which is 4% over expenditure up until the end of December 2007. Moving on, Chair, just to give an explanation in terms of the reason for our over expenditure, we were given a task to ensure that we meet the benchmark of 75% spending margin by the 31st of December 2007. And as a result thereof, it mitigated or counted out the under and over expenditure during the first and second quarter leading up to the third quarter ending December 2007. The good cooperation we received, Chair, has been made primarily by our contractors and service providers, who in turn have submitted all their claims and progress reports and achievements in terms of construction on the ground, and also leading up to the builder's holiday. One of the primary objectives was to fast track all such payments before the builder's holiday had taken effect, being that of the 14th of December. Coupled to this was the excessively high turnover of the payments that have been generated as per the contractual obligations by each of our contractors. The successful processing of such claims between ourselves and the Housing Shared Services gave rise to an astronomical achievement during just the month of December alone. The payments emanating from the end of November in terms of the remedial work also gave rise to some of our improved payment processes and actual expenditures due to the rectification and regularization program that we're undertaking within the province. Chair, the monitoring capacity as per the request in terms of the letter we received, the department monitors expenditure gains projections on a monthly basis to ensure that the projections and targets kept by the department are adhered to. Our payment process flow chart has been drawn, and this has reduced considerably the amount of time before payment is done to service providers. We actually reduced our turnaround time from 30 days down to 21 days. We're now sitting on 14 days when payment is expected. The executive committee of the department under the HOD leadership meets every week to assess delivery and spending patterns. Any major deviations from projections and delivery targets are investigated and corrective action taken and preventative measures instituted. The department has adequate capacity to monitor all project development that is underway in the province. We also have set up institutional arrangements at political as well as administrative level with municipalities in order to monitor housing delivery in the province. We have also established community-based communication plans in order to interact with the public, elected representatives and structures at ward level in order to assist the implementation as well as the monitoring of housing developments in each area. The department has also, give an account to the public committee on housing, or portfolio committee on housing, about our performance and expenditure trends. The performance audits are being conducted by the housing audit services, which is part of the housing shared services center, to determine impact as well as adherence to the policy and various regulations regarding housing development in the province. The department has continued with the use of the appointed professional resource team made up of engineers, quantity surveyors, architects, project and construction managers as a means of assisting the department in achieving its targets. Monitoring capacity. Continuing, the department submits various reports as prescribed by the PSMA to various institutions such as the Provincial Treasury and Legislature. A monitoring and evaluation unit has been established to evaluate progress in the implementation of the strategy against the targets set out, including financial management. The capacity within the department is being addressed and improved in terms of our internal systems. In order to yield the desired results and contributing towards the realization of the GPG priorities. And lastly, Chair, the Office of the CFO has also been capacitated with the necessary staff in order to undertake the monitoring and as well as deal with all finance-related matters of the department. Chair, the letter also requested that we provide monthly reports from receiving departments or municipalities. In our case, we do not, there is no transfers made to any other department or municipalities. We are the preferred developer within Gauteng and do not use municipalities as the delivery arm. So hence, there would not be any particular transfers made nor reports received. In conclusion, Chair, the objectives and targets illustrated in the Departmental Performance Plan for 2007 and 8 are geared towards, to contribute towards the GPG's strategic objectives to fight poverty and create jobs, and to grow the housing economy. The Department has set these targets with a vision to make housing a place where all households inhabit quality homes in vibrant and sustainable communities. Thirdly, the department is continuously recruiting and employing capable staff with the ability to provide appropriate quality services, tenure, housing in targeted precincts and communities, and with the ability to work in partnership with stakeholders. We are also continuously engaging the private sector in order to deliver at scale through the intended CCC arrangement. Involvement of communities and other civil societies organizations in development issues are also being catered for. There's a need for ongoing integration of plans and funding for human settlement in all spheres of government and private sector. We've instituted better coordination and integration of planning processes and implementation between province and municipalities to realize our key objectives. Thank you, Chair. Chair, I just want to touch which is not part of in the presentation on the summarized progress in terms of actual targets versus achievements on the non-financial. In terms of, we have four key areas that we focus on, which is the first one being mixed housing development. In terms of the number of plans we projected to for the annual target being there of 32,146. To date, we achieved only 5,194. Reason being, we scaled down the service plans and tried to increase the number of top structures rather than focusing on service plans. Hence, the houses under the mixed development, we scaled up those particular targets to 36,568, of which we concluded 21,834. In terms of the eradication of informal settlement, the target for SAN in that particular area was 5,767, of which we achieved 2,539. In respect of houses constructed, target was 22,264, of which we have achieved 17,053. In terms of the alternative tenure, which is your hostels and rented stock, target was 3,350. We've achieved thus far 2,215. And other housing assets, being there of 32,500, in terms of transfers as per the extended discount benefit scheme, we've only achieved the transfers of 8,275. Our total thus far in terms of actual performance gave us 57,110. Chair, some of the areas, especially on housing assets, is demand driven in terms of application for transfer. On top of that, we've been having hiccups with DD's office in terms of actual transfer, the volume that they have within Gauteng on the issuance of title deeds is one of the drawbacks that we're experiencing. This is at the end of December 2007. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Mati, for your presentation.
As you say, it sounds very good, and I am happy to see that the Senate is monitoring this. It seems to be hands-on. I think that is the way to go. I would have liked to have seen what you have read out at the end, because it's interesting just to be able to make a comparison to what the target is and how much you've actually achieved. And of course, it's good or fast enough. But I'm sure the chair has some more tips. But as long as we're monitoring and we're building up the capacity, I think that's the way to go. So, let's see.
Right. I think we've got to have questions because we need our exercise. Let's set up this one. What could have been the reason? In fact, what was the reason for that big overspending in the first place? And how did you deal with that? Was it a problem or a game plan? And how did you deal with that? But also, what was the reason then for this? The opposite in the second half. You understand? And how did you deal with that? Again, then there's a big one, again, 79%, again in the third quarter. Again, what are the reasons there? How have you dealt with those? Now, what are then the kind of risk come the end of the financial year? Are we going to overspend or underspend? And of course, if we do either, in other words, if we overspend or underspend, what plans do we have to deal with those problems over underspending? Number two, what is the impact of migration. And then what we want to do. That's one in respect of planning, number two in terms of demanding, we are told that the children of the elderly people, when they age, go back to their former families. And so, what again is the impact in terms of that migration there? Who was before from Bamalanga and Eastern Cape and so on. Again, in terms of the planning, again, also in terms of service delivery and provisional housing. But again, that they look, the issue of migration from province to province, how do you deal with this matter with the effective provincial housing? Housing department. Do you have some engagement on the matter when people migrate into housing? Do you have some thoughts with people from the Papua province and from Bumala in respect of your allocation? You've got a predetermined allocation. And all of a sudden, you've got this team that comes from Bumalanga. There was a particular allocation in Bumalanga, and here they are now in housing. And therefore, you've got this shortage maybe, I'm not sure, I'm just thinking out loud. Do you ever talk about this? Do you have an audit of this people moving from one project to another? I mean, if the other provincial housing department, and so how would you mitigate, therefore, in terms of your own allocation to deal with those matters? I'm just raising this if you don't do it just to consider talking to your own colleagues. So that some audit must not stand there. It's a useful thing just to know where people go, what people do, wherever they go to the finance. This would have some impact on your work, on the social development work in your province, for instance, on education in your province, in health in your province. But clearly, some form of discussion needs to take place. Now, what is also interesting here, you talk well of the GSS, I'm not sure. But the developer's department is talking well of the sector. Everybody I personally came across has always had problems with one, late payment, but two, just the audit of service providers that must be paid for by this central institution, for instance. In other words, what this does is just to take away all the things that it wants to do with your own people, that's what it says. So I hear you coming well of GSS. In fact, I was planning one of the days to call them in a meeting of this nation, just to look at their capacity, because I've always heard how terrible they perform. Sometimes departments would think service providers have been paid. And when they are claimed from court, etc., departments would then realize GSS has not paid. The other thing I think which is very much useful, and I think a good effect in place, is what you are raising about your own responsibility to deliver housing. Even though the potential exists in that province for municipalities or sometimes to be developed. The fact of the matter is that you are doing it yourself. But I do want to know what is it that you are doing in respect of the bigger municipalities identified. I know there was a pilot in the Federal Lane. How by that pilot, when I'm going to have a business office, Johannesburg, huge capacity. What are you doing in terms of that? Kwame, I thought that the photo is a huge capacity. Well, what are you doing in terms of that? So that finally we do have this meeting. But I'm just in a bit with the practice for now that you have to prepare the service the provider in respect of the housing. That is what it has. I know from the Northern Cape, Western not where. But taking over again the responsibility from the party. So you just did the right thing yourself in terms of ensuring that for now you do the housing delivery. And I know that's the lot for now.
Thank you, Chair. If I can kick start on the first question dealing with the reasons for the youth hold expenditure within the first quarter. Chair, we've introduced a strategy within the province in that we maximize our arrangement with established developers to a large extent, wherein we engage with our established developers to assist the department via a triple P arrangement, whereby they would then take on the majority of the risk in terms of construction by virtue of the limitation on the budget allocations we have on year on year, wherein they would then construct within a particular financial year, because the previous financial year, of which we then technically buy back the product in the new financial year. So hence, between April to June, most of those payments then emanate and made to these said contractors. And year on year, that's going to be the procedure that we're following until we have a major increase in terms of our allocation. Coupled to that, the decline in the second quarter for last year was primarily due to the public service strike. We had a major delay in processing, unavoidable. We've even shown in legislature where the dip was when we presented our performance for that particular quarter, and payments that had only started materializing subsequent to the extent of payments to the value of almost 80 odd million rand sitting with GSC for processing, of which could not be processed. It had a knock-on effect for us in the second quarter. We then concluded, as you will note, in the third quarter, most of that was caught up and taken up in the third quarter, in particular when they were captured in October, between September and October. However, for the third quarter alone, prior to the end of the second quarter, we met with our service providers or contractors per se, one-on-one in some cases, especially with the established contractors, to fast-track delivery. The objective was to turn around the delivery and upscale the delivery within the province to such an extent that we then had to curtail when we got towards December, because the concern was availability of funding within the bank account. Hence the request, and similar to Northern Cape, in the sense that the promises were made by the National Department of Proceeds. Don't hold back, because the minute you start holding back or downscale, it's difficult to get those contractors back on site and then to upscale your delivery. But word of caution went out. We did it on our own. Nonetheless, we still proceeded. That gave an overall for the period 1 April to the end of December about 4% over expenditure. Just to touch on what the possibilities in terms from a risk point of view, just to cover the issue of possible over or under expenditure, the objective is not to overspend. Year on year, the Premier has made the request to the department, try not to overspend. And we try to adhere to that. Last financial year, we spent every cent of our allocation. This year, the intention is to spend every cent of the allocation, including the possibility of receiving the additional 200 million rand. On that alone, it's already spent, because it was ring-fenced for the hospital reconstruction. To date, we got payment or claim to the tune of 180 million rand, just on that 200 million. So, Chair, in order to respond to your question, we will not overspend. And that's the drive within the department. I will leave the issue on the migration to the HOD. But just to highlight the issue on GSSC, oh yes, indeed we had our problems. There were teething problems. We fought endlessly with them. We called them to legislators to give an account of their performance, poor performance, huge problems. 1.5 years in a row, we dealt with them. In last year, we got annoyed with those issues and then decided to conclude an arrangement directly one-on-one. The service level agreements then were concluded with GSSC, signed by our HOD and the head of the CEO for Caltrain Shared Services, and we held them to those delivery targets that they specified in terms of their turnaround time. They upscaled their capacity within GSSC, and when they had a volume of documentation flooding their department, they upscaled in terms of temporary staff to assist through their document management system to forward such payments to their accounts payable. So hence the reason why we were able to achieve such results. Still does not go without saying we still have our problems, but no longer focusing primarily from a payment perspective, but other related issues that we have with GSSC. What are we doing with the bigger municipalities? Yes, we piloted Ekurhuleni in particular. We also now utilize the city of Johannesburg and Tshwane in terms of rolling out of projects. We are in the driver's seat when it comes to the allocation, rather than they being the driver's seat in terms of the allocation and the delivery. So we have an overall control in that instance. As I've indicated, we involve from a political structure, dealing with the political dynamics, and in administrative structures where our HOD chairs such sessions with the Executive Housing Director within the respective municipalities. And those sessions are on a monthly basis, monitoring and control, hands-on where we have problems and we deal with them there and then, rather than leaving it to escalate. That's one of the success stories. We are now at the stage of accreditation. We had appointed a consulting firm to look at the readiness of those municipalities. All well and good to put an application, but are they in a position to deliver? So we've now contracted a consulting firm to do a readiness assessment of these three particular metros, and with the possibility in 2008-2009 granting them their accreditation at level 1 or up to level 2. And that's the stage we are at this point in time. So I cannot emphatically say yes, we're going to get it level 1 or 2 until that report is completed. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. And so let's just to add on the DSSC. Whenever there's a different sense of the standards that we have agreed to, we make a point that we do write them a letter and say these are the conditions and these are your opinions. And we find that kind of sort of a peer monitoring amongst ourselves starts up. And then as our chief was said, it's not specific, but I'm sure where there is improvement, you must be there, so that you don't only say just the truth together, and they do, there is an improvement, and that is because of the relationship between ourselves. Impact on the on migration. Correctly speaking, we haven't had a discussion amongst ourselves as commissioners in CCG regarding how the migration is and also we on the problems of CCG. We raised them anecdotally in discussions, but not a dedicated discussion discussion where we say this is happening. Let's have scientific or empirical evidence of refugees. But anecdotally in our quarter we find that we always say that as you correctly say, most of our partners will be saying that the same in migration affects us and how do you know this is an issue that requires a minutes, but up to 2 hours, I think that we had a conversation about that. How we said we have recognized that up to so far, the department has been focusing on what has come to be known as RDC also. And we have admitted to ourselves that that is not a solution to all the housing problems. And in particular, challenges that are brought about by inequality. Because we find that we immediately say this will come, may have come from different states or ever least before, may have received so called RDC where they come from, and therefore they don't qualify. But we have since resisted, we say we should look at ourselves as a department of housing and not an RDC department, and begin to define the kind of product, housing product, that we will deliver them. If it's a giveaway house, there are set criteria. There's a set criteria, but for people coming outside the sector, what is the solution? And that's why you will see that production in terms of medical stock is beginning to increase, and we believe that should be the solution. But in that it will come and to make accommodation, whether they have received applications or the question of how to accommodate. So we are beginning to say this is how we are going to communicate with the commissioners. We are not about RDC, but we are about different housing types or products, and what is your need, and let's accommodate you from that. Well, now, and we have started units in Alexandra, some related to the hospital development program the hospital development program. We are needed, and we believe that program is the one that gives us a lot of answers. We have brought them down with moving hospitals. We are not actually, even as we talk about hospital redevelopment, they just move down within the space, create more units, go up, and hopefully we will be able to accommodate people who come into housing in Maastricht. But that is again seen in a short term, because rent is a big issue. Because up to so far, we can but for now, in the short term, we still believe we have a solution to this. In society, and we're saying in all, as soon as it's possible, or to the extent that is possible, all the small sites that we left from previous development is commissioning them, and on those sites, a pilot team with high rise of residents can accommodate this kind of program. So far, that's where we are, and then I'm the one to say that still not so long term enough as to say what comes into place when you don't have a piece of land, what are you going to do? We haven't really come to that show because of the issue of the truth that we come out, because land is too fine. Yeah, I think the CFO has answered all of the questions. Unless there's anything left.
Thank you, madam. Let me then see, what problems are you there?
Yeah. I'm from the National Trade Mission.
And behind you?
Well, we're from the research team.
All of you. Okay. Now, let me just say then, we were started at the time that we were invited to the problem. Now, unfortunately, we were told that our podcast, so we could not really keep them here. So what we will then do is to go like that. I know the first thing I hear is that that's why I'm going to keep you with the podcast. And I'm not sure what else is keeping you in the podcast. So we decided to be responsible for people in the school, especially to good people like that. So, for now, we will have some space, and I'm not sure we will talk about it. Just see if we need about half a square, wax that we hold actually as a problem. And let me say the following. You can just keep it to Madam. And looking at this, there are two problems with praise. American Housing is considered, and of course, National Treasury is also considering that you're not going to over 5%. And the same thing that is going to understand by about 145 million. The half a billion that has been taken away, but still, they don't understand why 100 billion is right here. And this is why I was raising this issue of this issue. You know, sometimes people have this urge to fight, to ask for more money, when in fact they don't even need it. You are looking at Limpopo for me, and Limpopo is what I said to people. To understand by 508 million. Now, I think this is something. Look, I know people don't want to be out there talking about this thing. Well, they don't want to be saying, oh, that's not my creation, that's not this. That doesn't matter if there is. Whether in within a province, or even from the rural area to Uruguay, in English, you know, right? Same applies to your own problem, from the rural area to the short life. You do fine. You've got to be looking at how you can do the things happen. And, but also across the world, you also have that. It's a fact, it's a matter. But then, colleagues will always argue because they want to see more money for themselves. And you already the teacher here. You already are clear, you know, you'll understand, and surely you need more money. And by the way, do you want us to throw out the gate the national department to give us 100 million and ourselves this time? Because we can do that. And maybe I will phone during the time I will phone the agent to the director and our house. I'll buy my son to write a letter to them and say, you have been committed to housing and see. And therefore, the risk is that you don't want to see them fading because of your inability now to live. Or clearly, they've made commitments already, planned and solved for people. That should be honest. And so, I'm saying then the bottom line is that, again, there's a likely understanding that the two problems. Now, part of what we will be doing is to deal with the Bible, which is the division of everything there. We call her Dora. She's such a wonderful lady. But then, part of what we want to do is look at whether we might not want to, and I'm just raising this again, and I'm sure Dr. Milner again would have, I'm sure it would be a bit acrimonious if you raise some of these questions yourself. I'm not sure how we can start talking to your Milner ourselves, but if you're looking at Housing must receive now 1.2 billion in the coming year. Why is it that we cannot take away from these that are not yet ready to perform? Housing and living, you're not going to take to what also saying. So we're just saying, from then, looking at the what I said, understanding. Why can we stop it? As early as now, not mid-year, so that I think it's a discussion we have with Sharon and that team during our hearing on the division of revenue ourselves in February. And in terms of our program, I think the national department is going to appear before us and we will be raising that question. So mindful of the what I said, understand so that the we deal with that, we must be clear. Yes, on the 5th of March, the National Department will be appearing before us talking about your, so we would want to ask them to look at whether they might not want to tell you about the story of that. So that your planning politically is clearly funded, followed. So it's a matter that we invited, I'm saying now I'm going to start raising this issue. Of housing now, so that we put the figures now, some of the figures that we not really already, all those issues that we can share. Then thank you very much,
thank you, Chair. Yeah, not to belabor the point, and much appreciated if the issue can be taken up with National on the promises made, because we've got commitment on the ground. Things that need to be affected. But apart from that, Chair, year on year within housing, we stress on numerous occasions, and I think Treasury can vouch for the fact that we have been arguing that we reached a level where delivery can be upscaled within the province, extremely. The unfortunate part is that where you see delivery happening, you have more people toy. We have that. That's the reality on the ground. Yeah. And over and above that, it's because people want to see my next door neighbor for a house, I want my house today, and not tomorrow. That's one of the realities we face here. Over and above that, Chair, by upscaling at the same time has a major impact from a financial point of view. Now, we've done what we call budget scenarios that we've presented the Premier, the National Housing, National Treasury, our Provincial Treasury. And last year, fortunately landed on the President's table as well. Now, he was quite astounded when he looked at that, where we've highlighted within the financial year 2007-2008, three scenarios. We dealt with what we call the ideal, time-bound, and then your budget-driven approach. From an ideal perspective, we said we need in the order of 6 billion rand. But our allocation just for this current financial year is 2.2 billion rand. Far inadequate to reach the ideal in terms of the political pronouncement. Time bound, we said we'll need about 4 billion rand. Similarly, it's still less. So we have to conform and stick within the budget allocation. Similarly, for next financial year 2008-09, we said we need 9 billion rand. In terms of the ideal, however, time-bound to reach the 2009 target and the conclusion of the five-year term, we would require in the order of 6 billion rand. But our allocation is 2.5 billion rand. So those are the positions we are faced. We are driving one major project in the province called the Doornkop Mixed Housing Development. It's 33,000 units alone. Budget estimates on that total project is in the order of 8 to 9 billion rand for that entire development. We don't need it in 1 year, but we're in a position where we can upscale the mixed use or mixed development on that project. Challenges are both municipality from a mixed funding perspective for the bulk. Similarly, challenges from outside in terms of the funding for infrastructure construction. So, similarly, like I said, the unfortunate part is you will find when there's development, other contractors or developers start migrating from the Eastern Cape, KZN, Limpopo, Free State, the Kapu, Gauteng. So that's what we're facing. But when I highlight the fact of you would find year on year, and you're going to experience it, irrespective, in the first quarter, huge expenditure, because of the strategy that we put in place, to fast-track development, where a lot of the contractors are now going, especially those that have the financial muscle, to go out on grid.
Thank you.